Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is the Helene Lipson Show on N5D Radio every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Helene Lipson Show. You'll find one of our amazing featured programs. This week, I am proud to present Embracing What Is Real with my special guest, Brad Johnson.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Embracing What Is Real. I'm your host, Helene Lipson. Embracing What's Real is the forum to explore the nature of reality and the impact our current belief systems have on our lives. All of our deep-rooted old beliefs are what many of us use to judge ourselves and our actions. Our current belief systems impact every single choice we make. So when we feed our spirit with new, empowering ideas about the meaning of life, the meaning of our lives change.
I am so excited to be here with my special guest, Brad Johnson. Brad is known as a conscious matrix communicator. Based in Vancouver, Canada, Brad has developed his skill set pertaining to psychic ability, energy healing, conscious channeling, remote viewing, Akashic record viewing, and intuitive guidance for a span of 5 years. Through these skill sets, Brad has founded a whole new approach to how one is able to utilize all of these abilities to be culminated in wholeness. This involves the ability to access one's own soul matrix on a conscious level. Brad refers to this as conscious matrix communication. Brad is also the founder of a new energy healing method called Body Regeneration Healing. For more information about Brad Johnson, check out his website at www.consciousmatrix.com. And now, I'd like to welcome Brad Johnson. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Helene. Thank you so much for having me on the program tonight.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. It's really great to have you here. You know,
thank you.
I first saw you at the Cosmic Reunion Conference last November, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Now, at that conference, you were channeling Adronis, and since mm-hmm. then, I've heard your format has changed. So I wanted to just start
yes.
by asking you about why you no longer channel Adronis.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a little over a year ago, I was told literally going into a channeling state because I would be channeling Adronis. I've been doing a channeling state with him for about 4 years. And it was just a little over last year, but a little bit past that, where I went into a state and Adronis was saying that, you know, the contract will be concluding between him and I in the way that we have the current arrangements of the channeling taking place. And this will happen effective December 21st, 2012. After that time, I would no longer be channeling Adronis in the way that he was represented, in the way of his role, so to speak, of being at the forefront of a lot of the information and insight that came through. Now, I still do channel Adronis off and on. Mostly, though, it pertains to channeling state training. So there is what's known as a Conscious Matrix Communication Classroom that I offer through my website that people can actually sign up for and get involved with. And it's a very small group of about 3 or 4 people, depending on you know how many people are booked. And one of the modules contained within that course represents learning how to channel. And so I do bring Adronis through in regards to demonstrative purposes, in regards to training, helping people to connect in regards to those who want to learn how to channel. So that's really my only arrangement with him right now. During that time, shortly before that time as well too, I was starting to dive into other aspects as well too with a format of communication that I really did not have a name for at the time. This is actually starting around 2010. And I would just basically go on the computer and I would just have questions for myself. Sometimes they were personal, sometimes they were general, and I would basically just get into, kind of just click in the state. I really didn't need to go as deep into the state as I did when I was communicating with Adronis, and I basically would just basically say that I'm on, And that's basically what I say, is that when I say I'm on, and basically all of this information, raw data, was basically coming through a lot of these channelings, I guess you could say, or automatic writing at the time. And there really was no identity to this consciousness. I believe at the time I simply referred to it as raw source because I had no name for it at the time. But I continued to do this throughout the times ahead, and it was not Adronis. It was in a sense, but it wasn't really his personality or his identity in that sense. And this only just started to get a lot stronger and a lot stronger. And upon the time of the end of 2012, I was really feeling it. And I really was understanding the whole scope of how everything was going to transform and how the arrangements would change. And this is basically what's happened, is that I no longer have a need to go into the channeling state. Some people do ask me that, Brad, why is it that I've talked to some people and that they go to their higher self or they go to their spirit guides or they go to these extraterrestrial entities, and they're not able to channel directly from the source? I said, that's exactly what I do. I channel right from the source. I'm just wondering why other people don't do that. And I would say, okay, well, let's take a look at an example here. Let's take a look at the idea of mathematics. Now, when we look into math, there's some people who get it right away. There's some people who have a natural knack for being, very, very strong with mathematics. But then there are those who sign up for tutors, right? There are those mm-hmm. who require teachers to work with them a little bit more one-on-one so they can get more of a grasp into understanding the premise, the core of the issue. Well, this is the exact same thing with the channeling state. This is the exact same thing with people pulling in guides and pulling in entities and communicating with their higher selves, is that they require a state of tutorship. They require a form of mentoring in regards to helping them understand more about what divine source is. You can literally go to a person on the street and randomly talk to them and say, hey, do you know how to connect to divine source? Oh, yes, I do that all the time in my meditation. Okay, great. Hey, do you know how to connect to a divine source? No, what's that? And so the whole idea here is that everybody is different. So everybody will build a rapport in regards to feeling that there needs to be a requirement of some type of mediation that may come through in regards to a channeling state or, even through mediumship in that sense as well, too. But basically, that's the whole idea. And I knew that at that point, I no longer needed a tutor. At that point, I no longer felt that I needed to have an entity from Sirius come through me for me to go into an altered state of consciousness and bring out some really inspiring, amazing information. And I will always be grateful for that, for me having that experience. I just knew when it was time to move on. I just knew when it was time to do a whole new transformation. I'm a guy who's always transforming. I'm never the same person every day of the week. I'm always wanting to do more and more, and I want to expand more and more, and I want to look into new fields. I want to look into new degrees of metaphysics. I'm very, very multifaceted in that way. And so conscious matrix communication has come together, and I do not require to go into an altered state of consciousness. It's like I said, I just go on, and that's it. And basically a lot of the information that's come through conscious matrix communication has been a lot easier to digest, has been a lot easier to access, and it's just a lot more powerful. But again, not everybody can do this at first. Some people do require mediation, and some people do want to go through those particular steps. But that's mainly the reason why I do not channel Adronis anymore, pertaining to all the types of broad information that he used to bring out, is because now I'm able to go to that same platform that he was on and being able to deliver a lot of this information from the way that I can comprehend it, from the way that I can interpret it in that way.
Well, fascinating. And I do want to talk about your conscious matrix shows. But I just want to say, when I did hear you channel Adronis, you really did blow me away. And Brad, I do want to ask you about connecting with spirit, because you were talking about bringing Adronis out and when you're teaching intuitive development. So I want to ask about how we can all learn to channel. What is your procedure? What do you do to help people?
Yeah, the whole
learn?
Idea is that when I first started, I had quite a few people help me out. I had quite a few people who were just literally all over the world who I would talk to online. I would talk to them through Skype, or I would talk to them through other means of communication, email and phone and all that. And they would basically just give me exercises, and they would tell me, okay, well, Brad, in this exercise, just work on your breath, work on your breathing. In this exercise, do some creative visualization, you know, visualize some colors, you know, do a diagram or how what serious means to you, you know, and creating these particular types of abstract images pertaining to feeling. The whole idea here is that you're becoming the frequency in regards to what represents a comfort of going into a channeling state. If you really want to pursue a channeling state, it's really about understanding that your mind needs to be open to that potential. It's not feeling that, yeah, I'll just go to the to a channeling state because I'm bored and, you know, I really don't have anything else to do. And, you know, odds are you probably will not really experience that much. It really needs to be a shift in your intention to allow yourself to expand to that level. You really have to adjust your mind to the capabilities of understanding that when you move to that particular type of alignment of getting into a channeling state and communicating with another consciousness, whether it be extraterrestrial or angelic or your higher self or your spirit guides, other loved ones, etc., you really have to know that this is real. You have to know that this is exactly what you want to do. You have to realize that this is something that you're looking to pursue for yourself. And you kind of have to understand what benefits it's going to bring about with you. Because, again, your own open-mindedness is going to open you to a whole new reality. I literally had to transform my reality 180 degrees when I started channeling. It shifted my life completely, 180 degrees. It turned it upside down. And there was a lot of speed bumps along the way. And this is, I guess you could say, a very typical conscious awakening process, that when we start to go into these particular states of consciousness, as we open our minds and we expand ourselves, and again, that's really the key, is your own openness, but you start to realize that if you were very, very closed off to this beforehand, just before starting, how everything transforms. I mean, literally, you're transforming the way you view family. You're transforming the way you view friends. You're transforming the way you view career. You're transforming the way your finances go. If this is something that you want to pursue as a job, as a career, everything shifts. Everything changes. So it really is about having an open mind. It's really about moving yourself into a confidence level that this is something that you know is real, that this isn't just hogwash and this isn't just something that, you know, you're making up or it's imagination. And again, I get that a lot. I've helped so many people, you know, in the past year, many years, just talk to me and saying, Brad, I'm not sure if I'm entering a channeling state. I don't know if, you know, what I'm getting is imagination or if it's, you know, hullabaloo or whatever. And basically say, well, you know what, how did the message make you feel? Oh, it was freeing. It felt fantastic. I really, really enjoyed it. I felt that it really has made an impact on me. That's all that matters. That's it. It's not about thinking that as soon as you're going to go into a channeling state, you're going to get this big white flash of light in your eyes and that these archangels are going to start, you know, being all around you and touching you on the shoulder and you see everything and you literally return to source and you get a quantum leap. You know, that's what a lot of people may expect. And, you know, at times that's not really going to happen. It can be in the most subtlest way. There's times where you may get into a meditative state and you're communicating with your particular contact and your body starts doing jolts and you just start feeling this internal vibration happening so strongly. And this happened to me on many occasions, that I just literally felt so numb afterwards, like I couldn't even bend my fingers, my lips. Mm. I felt like I was coming home from the dentist, you know. It really was a really, really intense experience because I was moving from automatic writing and I wanted to get into vocal channeling. So, I mean, channeling is something that each and every single one of us has the capability to do if we're open to it, if we're confident in knowing that this is real and that we are able to really transform our lifestyles based upon how we consider this will impact us.
Yeah. But even you were saying before, you know, some people might have a propensity to run faster than others, and some people might be better singers than others. So it might come more easily to some people. I mean, despite the fact that two separate people might sincerely have the intention to channel something through them or channel an entity through them or channel something of the highest through them, and there has to be some kind of, besides the belief that it's possible, and the intent to actually do it, some people might be a natural. You know, there are some people that are, you know, in the Olympics, for example, or Olympic figure skaters. they were just a natural. It just came naturally and easily to them because it was part of their path too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, to me, belief itself is a distraction, and I don't really believe in belief anymore. And the reason I say that is because any time that you're moving into a state of belief, you know, that if you believe something to be real, you're still not committed to it. You're still feeling that this has a possibility to exist, but you're still feeling that this is something that is outside of yourself. Belief is not the answer. It's certainty when you move into that state of knowingness. And so when you're moving into a channeling state, you really are becoming the knowingness. And it really is about knowing that this is a certain thing. This is something certain that I want to do. I want to be certain about knowing how to channel. I want to be certain about connecting to this particular consciousness that I have felt before. I'm not going to believe that happened. I felt it. I experienced it. I knew this came through. You know, what other proof do I need for myself? I don't, because I have felt this energy. I have felt this connection. I have felt this message, and I have felt this transformation to take place. So anything that really represents the idea of belief itself is something I always kind of say, all right, but, you know, that's not full commitment. So my whole philosophy itself has been to evolve past the state of belief and really move into an understanding of certainty, because there really is no doubt that once you're experiencing something, you know that it has taken place. It has now become a certainty. So it's more so flowing into the knowingness of certainty rather than anything representing belief.
Interesting. Interesting. And now you're doing matrix shows. Oh my goodness, it's a tongue twister. Conscious Matrix TV. And I saw one of your shows on awakening. And I guess I want to ask you, what can you tell us about this current waking up process that we're in right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, the awakening process really is the horizon that you're really just starting to see as you kind of lift your head up from a box. And that's really what's happening on a very large global scale right now. Everything that's, you know, the majority of people, whether you're on a spiritual journey or not, you realize that something is happening to the world. You realize that people are changing. You realize that we're evolving. You realize that we're moving into a whole new degree of how we live our lives. You know, and it really isn't about, you know, enlightenment to the point where you have to be on the spiritual quest and, you know, it's up to you to help a lot of people along. It really is just up to yourself. You really are just going on a personal journey, and that can be very, very spiritually fulfilling based upon how you consider the transformations that are taking place. We really are going through an amazing accelerated time. I mean, I could literally talk to the most skeptical person on the planet who's just downright logical, and they themselves admit that there have been so many changes. Everything's changing so fast. Everything's coming together so quickly. They may not understand what's going on, but they know that that something is happening. And when you're going through an awakening process, that's really the key. It has nothing to do with enlightenment. It's basically that you're moving into a new understanding. You're crossing a threshold. You're looking at the horizon, and you realize that there's something so vast that's ahead of you, and that you're basically just dissolving these walls that you contain yourself in. It's not about jumping outside of a box, because anytime you're trying to jump outside the box and feeling that you're going to leap over these particular walls, those walls are just going to materialize once again. They may be a little bit more spacious than they were before, but in regards to what has been left unresolved will always continue to repeat. So the whole idea here is that as you're moving into an awakening process, you're realizing all the particular states of limitation that you have placed upon yourself. You realize the game of polarity that you've been playing with yourself and, of course, with others who have been vibrationally, magnetically aligned to you. So the awakening process is really helping you to get a grip of that. It's kind of, again, referring back to the movie The Matrix, you know, synchronicity there. That, you know, it is time to wake up. You know, some people are so hopelessly dependent upon the system that they will give their very lives to protect it. And now you're just starting to realize that there's more than this system, this particular form of illusion that we have given so much of our energies with. and even the way that we have been educated and the way that we have been trained to function together in a society is the grandest illusion of them all, a feeling that, you know, you have to work a 9-to-5 job, you need to get married, you need to have kids, and then when 65 comes around, well, then you can take it easy. Maybe if you've saved up. If you haven't saved, that's why you're pretty much screwed. But, you know, it's still, that's the way it is. You know, that's the program of life. And so when you really start to evolve past that programming through the status quo of everything of what people feel that life is all about, you no longer believe that hype. You're no longer into that particular belief itself. You're moving more into a certainty of how you want to transform yourself. And what we're going through evolving past an awakening process is a process of unlearning. It's not about learning anything new in this life. You've already done
Even with that, even with the decision that you're not going to be living the programs or listening or being in the matrix or having that 9-to-5 job, we are still feeling the energies of the collective, don't you think? Everybody else is going through. Because, you know, there are times where I feel like a little extra anxiety or like a heaviness.
Hi, Helene. I'm not able to hear you. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I'm not able to make you out. It's just really, really choppy. Hello, Helene, are you there? Hello? Hello? Hi, Helene. Still trying to get through. Sorry, I still can't hear you.
How about right now?
You're coming in a little bit now. Yeah, it's still a little bit choppy, but I can still hear you. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I hear you perfectly. So my question for you is, I was saying before, you know, for many of us, we're growing and we're evolving. We're also experiencing many ups and downs based on what's going on inside ourselves and also based on the effect that the collective energy has on us. So I wanted to ask you about how we can truly come into balance, almost not being affected by those energies.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get a lot of that, but I think basically what you're asking about is about the collective consciousness and how we can kind of bring ourselves into a state of balance despite everything that's happening on a collective level. Basically, the whole idea here is that when we're looking at the collective consciousness, it's basically a very much similar analogy to that of the tortoise and the hare effect, is that the big gigantic tortoise really represents the idea of the collective consciousness. And that we're looking at the very tiny little speedy hair, that represents ourselves. And so everything that's happening in regards to the collective consciousness based upon how they trend themselves through evolving themselves, is really just a point up to the you know, allowing the collective consciousness to work as it needs to. Anytime that either of any of us feel that we need to be that little hare, you know, going up to this, you know, 2-ton tortoise, and this little, you know, 30-pound hare himself is trying to push the back end of the tortoise, it's not going to go any faster. So the whole idea here is that how we balance ourselves is by utilizing our own perceptions of what's coming through the collective consciousness based on how it serves us. So everything in regards to how we are evolving ourselves, to how we are deciding that we are untraining and unlearning ourselves, is the point of where we are looking to become the example. So the collective consciousness itself will always feel that, you know, there's so much happening in the world, you know, there's war going on, and there's this financial situation that's happening, and, you know, there's politics, etc. It's not really our work for one person individually to feel that they are going to change all that. Again, there can be very good, strong groups in numbers, the people who are able to come together and unite together synchronistically to align and, you know, have common goals can definitely have a very large impact. But it's never really feeling that one person needs to change the world, and it's never really one person feeling that they need to help everybody and that everybody, you know, needs to hear exactly what they have to say and that they need to model their life completely after this person, because that's the way it is. It has to be that way. But when you're looking at it in that context, you're really not being any better than the government itself, because the government always wants to feel that here's the control matrix and this is everything that you have to abide by. So it's not up for any of us, really, to transform another person. We can always share, we can always suggest, we can always inspire other people. But it's really just for us to make the best that we can through our own world. The way our world unfolds is the key of how we're able to transform ourselves, by us becoming the example of us becoming fulfilled, that we're no longer being tied into anything that really gets us down, that we're wondering, you know, everything that I'm worrying about, is this really serving me anymore? Is this really allowing me to get from A to B, you know, and allow myself to have a very enriching life? By becoming the solution, that is how you are transforming yourself. And that is how other people are noticing that you are becoming transformed. You're now becoming a solutionist. You're becoming a problem solver. You're no longer concerned about the melodrama about what's happening on the planet in regards to politics, etc. If you really are very driven to, you know, being able to assist in that way, you're functioning together as a group. The group is working together symbiotically. And that's the whole idea. It's not about thinking that you need to turn your head and not look at all these things that's happening. On the contrary. But when you're synchronizing together, you're working together as a unit. It's a well-oiled machine. All of these gears are turning together because everybody is united for a common cause, and they're moving more into solution rather than focusing so much on the problem.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. And it's so true. But I also heard you talking about evolving past polarity, which is, I'd like you to maybe explain that a little bit, which is right along the lines of what you were talking about, but just a little deeper
yes.
in.
Yes, when I'm talking about being able to evolve past polarity, we have to look at the whole idea that when one person themselves are feeling that they are becoming very abundant, that they, you know, they have really developed a lot of spiritual practices within themselves, and they're basically kind of just looking at this arc. And this arc represents the idea of what is on the negative side and what is on the positive side. You know, the negative side is, you know, I'm not very good with finances. I feel that my finances are falling apart. You know, I feel that my family is in a bit of a disarray right now and I don't know what to do. But I'm using a lot of positive reinforcement to bring about a just scale, a zero-point balance based upon everything that I consider to be negative. There can also be some people who feel that they have a lot of these negative situations and that they're just kind of sweeping them under the rug. They just say, you know, if I no longer give those negative situations any more attention, I'm just not going to acknowledge them. I'm just going to sweep them under the rug and that'll be it. Basically, what happens is when you're attempting to strive towards a positive alignment, everything attempts to annihilate one another. The reason why this happens is because the universe is always working to restore balance. When we're not able to depolarize ourselves in regards to looking at negative and positive scenarios, when we just start to fly towards the positive to such an extreme of feeling that, you know, if I just go into the positive light, I'll never have to worry about the negative anymore. And basically what happens is all those positive situations that seem very, very promising begin to collapse upon themselves, because the negative energies, in that sense, that left unresolved, are still at such a very, very powerful stronghold that the positive situation itself becomes inert. It's like some people are saying that, you know, I planned out this trip and I felt everything was going so well, and all of a sudden, bam, nothing happened. Everything just collapsed under its own weight. I'm, you know, trying all of these different spiritual practices and I'm meditating on a daily basis, but I'm still feeling these negative situations popping up, and it's like obliterating everything that I'm trying to do on a positive level. Brad, what's happening to me? And the whole answer to that is that you're not allowing the forms of negative energy to be brought back into a state of balance. So again, as the universe works very, very naturally with restoring balance, you need to enact yourself in the ways of the universe. How do you do that? You need to see yourself completely open to everything that has happened. If you're only going to choose one or two doors where there are an infinite amount of doors down this hallway, then basically what you're doing is you're limiting yourself in the ability to transform. Like the universe, it is infinite in the ways that we can transform ourselves. So when you're evolving past a state of polarity, you are bringing everything that's polarizing to the center point, to zero point balance, simply because you're feeling now of what serves you and what doesn't. And it really comes down to the nature of getting to know your own strengths. No one wants to hear about your weaknesses anymore. Why is it that we were so bred in thinking that we always have to know what our weaknesses are? They don't serve anything. Throw them away. Look into the idea of what really represents the idea of your strengths. It's always been you focusing on your weaknesses and on what you can't do that has always solidified this whole idea of limitation upon you. So when you're looking at your strengths and saying, here I am as a human being, what strengths do I have? You know, well, I'm a great talker. I really love being in front of people and I love talking. I'm very open. I'm a great listener. I really have the ability to listen to people, to hear what they have to say. Well, there you go. There's two strengths right there. So just keep branching them down to create strengths within yourself so that you have this entire flow chart where you're really just starting to create parent, subparent, sub-subparent in regards to everything that represents your strengths. And let your reality reflect the ability of you functioning in a mentality of your strengths. Because this will give you the power, the inner strength, to allow yourself to look at all of these particular negative situations, and you're able just to look at them right in the face and saying, I acknowledge that this particular negative situation has existed. I now release that particular negative belief system from my field, and I am able to forgive. I'm able to forgive myself, and I'm able to forgive everybody else who I felt was involved in regards to this situation. I'm no longer bringing the ego into this. And this is why so many people really enjoy the whole understanding of getting into like an unconscious state, because you're not allowing the ego to tag along and feeling that, you know, it's just going to sabotage everything. So the whole idea here is the more that you can notate your own strengths and that you start to live those strengths, then what's going to happen is that your own mentality is going to be so finely tuned, is so high on peak performance, that you're able to just instantly look at these negative situations that you have been carrying around with yourself for such a long time, and now you're bringing them into the light. You're acknowledging them now. You're no longer in denial. You're not insecure. You're not unstable in regards to what those negative situations represent anymore. You're now starting to advance through them. You're moving into an acknowledgement. This is like the box that's now starting to have the walls disappear. And that's the whole idea. Move into your strengths. You know, this is exactly where we're moving into a collective consciousness where eventually at some point it's going to really get even stronger. It's even going to get more glorious because we're seeing a lot more people taking their power back. And this is exactly how you begin to do it. You start to realize what are the beautiful things about yourself. What abilities do you have? What traits do you have? And you know, one common question is, oh, Brad, I don't know. And I say, yes, you do. You look back on your day. One particular tool that can be really good about this is starting a daily journal. just starting to document your thoughts, starting to document your day and how you handled certain situations. What situations came up in that day and how did you handle them? Well, I was able to really reach a solution because I had this, you know, one particular problem with a client and I wasn't able to meet them, but I was actually able to clear off my schedule and this happened and that happened and everything turned out to be amazing and it was really a long time coming. That's great. That's fantastic. So now you have the ability of being attentive. That's your strength. So there you go. You're creating strengths based upon just a simple tool like daily journals. You know, you can do meditation as well, too. You can do prayer, whatever you feel serves you. But it's basically moving more into the collective mentality of allowing ourselves to become more prone to knowing our strengths rather than feeling that we're indulging ourselves together in weakness, which will only cause limitation.
Yeah, but even before that, I guess what I was hearing or what I was getting from that also is in looking at it, in releasing the duality consciousness that we've had, the good and bad, the right and wrong, because when we are looking at things, areas of our lives that we were ashamed of, it meant that we were doing things wrong and then we were focusing on it. So it would be an acceptance of the good and the bad and the all as just as it is. And then only then can we evolve past polarity and embrace our strengths.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea is that when you're looking at strengths, basically what this is doing is this is bringing together your state of confidence. You're moving into an openness. What kind of person is needed in order for them to look at their strengths? What kind of person?
It would have to be a confident person or a person that can see the beauty in themselves.
It would need to be a person who's absolutely open, who is completely open to themselves, who is able to go inside and, you know, looking at that, you know, very, very popular two-word philosophy, know thyself. That's the key. And when you begin to know yourself, you look at everything that is divine within yourself, and strength represents that. It represents the ability that you have been able to go inside of yourself, and you have been able to do the inner work. Because when I tell a person to go inside and look at your strengths, then basically that's what they're doing. They're able to sit down with themselves with a pen and paper, or they go into a meditative state, and they start jotting down these key words of exactly what they have in regards to their potentialities, in regards to their abilities, and how they see themselves in that state of worthiness. So everything that that's becoming is allowing yourself to literally open this enormous cone above your head to let all this wonderful universal energy come through to become inspiring to you, to allow yourself to go deep. But much of the feeling of setback is the feeling that, well, you know, Brad, I've just been dealing with all this for so long, and nobody believes in me. Nobody feels that I can do this. I feel that, you know, I'm not capable of doing anything. I think that everybody on this planet is better than me. But that, in that sense, is something that you have accepted to yourself. It took your own strength to realize that you have no strength. That's the contradiction.
How do you get people to this state that you called openness? In other words, people have this need for some kind of deep emotional release. They have these wounds, these leftover pieces in them, these shadows of shame, these shadows of rejection, betrayal, not good enough, not worthy.
Yep.
I mean, before any of these things could happen, how do you help people dissolve these? So that they can actually, I mean, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, I'm a great singer, but they don't really believe it. They could just say it. I'm just, you know, bringing it up for an example. But there's that certainty about your greatness comes when those packets of shame or old stories of rejection or betrayal are dissolved or have been, I would say, sent to the central sun for purification and released in some capacity. So what do you, I mean, do people that are coming, how do you help these people get to that point so that they can actually really evolve past polarity? Uh-oh, were you able to hear me? Are you there? Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Oh, my goodness, Brad. Let me see again. Let's try. Come on back. Can you hear me now? You're still on the boards. Hello, hello. For those of you tuning in to In5D Radio, this is the Helene Lipson Show, and our special guest is Brad Johnson. We're just having some technical difficulties again. Brad should be back momentarily. And hello. For those of you in the chat rooms, you can feel free in the chat room, feel free to write out a question, and I would be happy to pass that on. And so I like somebody wrote,
hi Helene, are you there? I'm not able to hear you. I think there might just be a problem with your connection or something like that, because it's just coming in like hardly any voice, but if it does, it starts to become very choppy. Yeah, sorry for everybody tuning in. It just seems that maybe Helene's having some technical difficulties, not able to hear her properly. But we're just going to stand by here and get some more information going until Helene can come back in. But basically, that's the whole idea when we're talking about evolving past the state of polarity. So again, it's just about looking at everything in regards to what you feel is your strengths and knowing your attributes. And again, there's some people want that kind of easy button. You know, they want to look at a table and they see that big red shining button there and they want to click on that and say, oh, everything has transformed, everything's better. You know, there are no quantum leaps, and in regards to this reality, there isn't. Everything in regards to your transformation of how far you want to go is based upon your own decision to decide how far you want to explore yourself. And that if you are receiving a lot of ridicule, if you have had a lot of shadows in the past, if you had a lot of kind of just dark periods within your life, you need to look at those shadows that are being cast. You need to go deep into yourself. And I'm not talking that everybody needs to go into a meditation state, because not everybody can do meditation. And it's not a requirement. Everything that meditation represents is simply that of a tool. And so you can use that tool very, very well, or you can decide to look into another particular method. Again, moving into a diary, moving into a journal, just having time to reflect upon yourself and saying, is this the life that I really want to create? Why am I still giving these particular people power when I know that deep inside I have the capability to shape my life? So it is the intention for you to realize this. And again, this is why a lot of people may continue to live in that reality, is they feel that they still don't realize that they're in control, that they are able to guide their lives in any way they seem fit. But this is primarily what I do talk about. Like, I do perform my CMC one-on-one sessions with people, and there's all kinds of questions like this that come up. And it really is just the point of training yourself to be committed, training yourself to want to look inside yourself, to notice these patterns, and to progress yourself in transformation.
Hello?
Helene, are you with us? Hello?
Can you hear me?
A little bit. You're still a little bit choppy, but I'm starting to hear you now.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm trying to call back in through Skype. I'm not sure exactly what's happening with our connection. I'm so sorry, but I do want to hear it, as long as you can hear me. I wanted to hear about body regeneration healing, your founded healing method.
Yes, absolutely. body regeneration healing is kind of like a new birth from a previous energy healing system that I developed known as symbol release healing. And symbol release healing was actually given to me by Adronis when I was channeling him a couple years back. And basically what symbol release healing involved was being able to get into a meditative state, accessing your own Akashic records, so that the Akashic records would be able to send through a particular symbol that represented balance in regards to purging all imbalances and helping to bring that balance together through the form of this symbol. What body regeneration healing does is a little bit more advanced, and basically what it represents is working together with your hologram. And so with the hologram itself, like a picture of yourself, your full name, your birth date, et cetera, I'm able to connect with your energies, again, connecting from one person's soul matrix to my own, and being able to work with your organs, working on particular discrepancies, working to deliver enhancements as well, too. There have been some people that have asked for a boost in their intuition, that have asked for a boost in regards to how they are able to connect with spirit. And basically, that it is. That's what it is. It's not even really me, myself, working together with your matrix. It's basically me being a mediator in regards to my soul matrix, working together with your soul matrix together. So if you can imagine the shape or the geometry of a vesica piscis, where there are two circles, and they're embedding each other together, and in the center, you really see that womb of the mother, so to speak. This is exactly what's happening. So everything that I'm doing, so to speak, is just being that of a facilitator, and that everything in regards to my intention of my soul matrix to connect together with yours, I'm receiving all of these particular spontaneous symbols. And these symbols are, you know, they're very, very hard to make out at times because they're very spontaneously created. When I'm starting to spontaneously create these symbols or these holographic imprints, so to speak, these represent the two-dimensional version of what's known as a 144 hyperdimensional grid. And basically, this 144 hyperdimensional grid symbol that's coming through in a two-dimensional way is the blueprint that represents the balance of everything that's attempting to alleviate this discrepancy. And so I'm actually bringing these particular holograms in a two-dimensional view into your energy field, and that these holograms are then going to work. Now, the whole idea is that these holograms are permanent. So once they're in your energy field, they're there, and they're towards your benefit. That's exactly their purpose. But it's based upon how you continue to live your life that's bringing yourself into milestones of how the discrepancy itself is becoming a lot more clear to you, of how it got attracted into you, how it became magnetized into your own field. And so by looking deeper into yourself, more of that hologram is going to start coming together and helping to heal that out, helping to purge that particular discrepancy so that it no longer exists within your levels of consciousness, with your levels of awareness. So this is basically the whole idea of body regeneration healing. So I'm working together with your body on a physical level, on an astral level, on a causal level, on an ethereal level, on a light level, on a soul level, etc. All of those levels are covered. But it's, again, working together in wholeness, and the two forces, so to speak, that are going to work are my soul matrix in communion with yours, and that I, again, am just being this translator. But there have been a lot of people who have tried body regeneration healing, and I've gotten a lot of positive results. A lot of people do feel that it's, you know, again, quote-unquote, a miracle cure, and it's not. You know, it is very similar to many other different forms of healing out there. There are no, again, there are no quantum leaps. There are no, you know, miraculous healing forms that's available. Basically, what this does is it's a healing process. So, again, there's a lot of information that comes through the matrix when I'm doing a body regeneration healing on a person, recommendations, advice in regards to how this particular discrepancy itself can be alleviated or how to enhance a particular ability further. But again, it's just looking at it in the idea of a walkthrough, that if you're able to take this walkthrough and you're able to run with it, then you yourself are the one that's doing the healing. All I'm doing really is just a facilitation. But that's basically what body regeneration healing is all about, working together with your holograms, working together with your own soul matrix, working together in this way to help bring forward resolution in a healing process based upon your discrepancies and as well assisting you in the abilities of enhancement.
Interesting. Are you able to hear me now, Brad?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you also about conscious matrix communication.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what is exactly and how does it work?
Yes, conscious matrix communication, in the best way that I can define it, is really just being in tune with your whole self. That's the key. When you're really communicating with your own matrix consciously, you're no longer communicating with one particular guide, you're no longer communicating with one particular extension of your consciousness, but you're connecting with everything that represents the complete expression of yourself. And that's what it's all about, is you're communicating with the entirety of everything that represents your matrix. And basically, this does require a lot of training. This is, in that sense, a certain level, degree of mental discipline that you need to achieve in order for you to listen to your own matrix, to communicate in that way. It does require a great state of openness. But when you are able to naturally communicate with your matrix, I mean, you're getting messages all the time. You're communicating with everything all the time. You know, everywhere that you go, every person that you talk to, every person that you work with, every place that you are surrounded by with environment is always communicating with you in some form, basically as like one voice. But in my case, it's basically just having these downloads that are coming through, this information coming through. Again, it's just basically when I'm deciding to go on. This is exactly what conscious matrix communication is all about. It's just about a great state of expansion, communicating with your whole being and allowing all information pertaining to any particular subject matter to come through, and doing what you can as a communicator to interpret all this information coming through, where you are not only communicating with your matrix, but also through the permission of other matrices, other soul matrices that are coming together and again forming that Vesica Pisces type of geometry, where every form of soul matrix in relation to a type of session, so to speak, is speaking all together as one particular energetic voice, where you are doing your best as an interpreter, as a communicator, to project this information, to bring it forward, and to relay it to the people or a person themselves that want to have this information.
Wow. Now listen, I'm going to switch. I want to try this other way of getting in. Hang on a second.
How is this? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Wow. Okay, here we are. I muted the other, and we are going to be going through Skype. And actually, that was absolutely fascinating. I was able to hear you, just not able to respond. And also very interesting about the body regeneration healing. Again, I was listening, and it was, here it is, it's my show, I couldn't even talk. But I'm glad. So you're able to hear me right now.
I can hear you.
Okay,
fine.
And my friend Florida Starseed Awakening, he says he can hear me now, so this is a good sign. This is a good sign. You know, you have a central theme running here, Brad, and it's self-empowerment, helping people learn how to tap into their true power. And this is what is coming out of all of your programs, because people don't need to be saved or rescued. They need the knowledge of their own power and how to access it.
That's right.
That's
what I base everything around, what I do, because, you know, some people will actually come to me and think that, Brad, save me, you know, save me. What can I do? I want to come to you. I know you have all the answers. And, you know, I'm being very honest here. I don't. I don't have all the answers. If I had all the answers, I don't think I'd be here right now in this reality. I'd be back in spirit. But the whole idea here is that, you know, I only hold so many pieces of the puzzle. There's a lot of stuff that I'm learning. And really what conscious matrix communication holds in regards to potential, I've just very barely started to scrape the surface of its capabilities. And this is something that's just so vast to me. It's like really just stepping through a door, and all that you see is this bottomless, vast ocean that never ends. And basically all I'm doing is I'm taking my sandal off and I've dipped my toe in the water. That's basically as far as I've gotten right now. So, you know, I'm still attempting to explore this ocean. I'm still attempting to understand of how far it goes and how infinite it truly is, bottomless, and to see how far I can swim through it. So everything that I'm connecting with and working with is just based upon what I have shared in regards to my strengths, in regards to what I'm very, very committed to, my openness. And I really do want to assist others by helping them to explore themselves, by helping them to assist themselves. I'm always happy to teach them techniques pertaining to helping them heal, to helping them connect with their higher selves, to connect with their matrix, whatever they feel they want to. They're, like I said, like when I was on the air with you, I said, you know, no topic is off limits. You can talk to me about anything. And that's the same as everybody else out there, you know, because they do feel that they need someone to talk to, someone who is really, really open, because they've tried to talk to everybody else and everybody is slamming them down or shooting them down and saying, I don't want to hear this, I don't want to hear this. And if they do need somebody to talk to, I'm always available. And so this is basically what I'm dedicating my life to, is working through my own development to assist others. Because again, I'm still working on myself, I'm still developing myself, but I always have that open horizon of knowing that everything is coming together and everything really is just wonderful. And this is where I would just love to share this with everybody else, by me becoming this example of just always looking towards the horizon with a beautiful smile on my face. And this is what I would love to see happen with everybody else. And so this is exactly why I do what I do. It really is just to share and to be together and to really have that kind of relationship with people I talk to, because I really you know, take this 100% part and absolutely love everything.
Now, I know it's like, it seems like I'm going backwards, like with this next question, but I'm thinking about your own personal evolution, and I've seen so many people, like, you kind of emerged maybe 2010 or 2009, 2010. Was this based on all of a sudden we were just being inundated with light, or this is when everything was starting to change? So many extremely powerful people, such as yourself, they just kind of made their way out. They were always on a spiritual path, but then all of a sudden they just came out and started doing this. When did you start?
It was in August of 2008, and that's when I began. And it really was just something that I knew was such a huge missing part of my life, because I was into religion, and, you know, I was born into religion, and I never liked it. And, you know, I just didn't know. I knew that there was always something missing about me, but I could never put my finger on it. And just creating a science fiction novel, this is what started it all, was just me being able to look at, you know, channelers and being able to look at, you know, contactees, extraterrestrial awareness, etc. All of that got me just jump-started into spirituality, metaphysics, consciousness. I could not get enough of it. I really could not stop, and I have not stopped since that day. It's just been something that has been so wonderful to me. It's something where I can literally point at it and saying, you are what has been missing my entire life. This is what it's like I literally found my own holy grail. And, you know, when you are so passionate, you know, you're driving this hot rod car, and, you know that you're going 180 miles per hour. You're not stopping for anything. This is something that's so exciting. You know, this is representing the chariot, the vehicle that represents your passion. And my passion has been on full force since that time. And through my passion and my commitment to do this, it really has allowed me to accelerate. And but, you know, again, I still have lots to learn, as we all do. But I've never stopped learning. And this is exactly what excites me to the degree of why I continue to do what I do. And that I'm just not stuck on one particular idea relating to metaphysics or consciousness. I want to learn everything. I want to know everything about remote viewing, about healing, about, you know, working together with higher dimensional energies, about conscious matrix communication, everything. I want to know all of it. And, you know, that's always going to be my eternal pursuance for understanding this type of information.
Now, lately, the Conscious Matrix TV has been the newest thing that you've started to do, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, I've seen some great, great shows. You've posted some of them on YouTube. Today, I saw Creating Your Own Healing Vortex. Fabulous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how do we direct people to check those out? Where are they? Well, I mean, I've picked it up on Facebook, on your page, but
are they all posted
on your site?
Yeah, you can just go to my website, consciousmatrix.com. You can check out a lot of the videos there. There's also a YouTube that I have. It's youtube.com/selfempowermenttv, all one word. You can go and check that out as well, too. You can find me on Facebook as well, too. There's facebook.com/selfempowermenttv, or there's my own personal profile on Facebook, which is facebook.com/bradjohnson, 7-9. And with the Healing Vortex, that was a download that just came to me yesterday. And I just basically enacted it out as this download came to me. And that was the very first time that I made any particular type of video on that. Like I said, when I was talking to you before we got on the air, was that I was able to experience this type of vortex when I was down in Western Washington in Seattle. And I was at a friend's place, and that their energy was just so amazing around the place. I was able just to walk around a few times in a counterclockwise formation, and I could literally just sense the vortex there. And it was just from yesterday when I was doing a healing session that I just got this download about, here, Brad, here's exactly how you can create a healing vortex. You're basically creating this permanent vortex within your home, within the backyard, wherever you want it to be. And here's the way you can do it. And you basically can go right in the center of this vortex. You sit there. You have a headache, you have backache, you have any other particular type of discrepancy. You sit there in the center of the vortex. You start chanting the keywords that you use to create that vortex. And within that time, a lot of healing takes place. So it's basically your own chamber being utilized to how you can create this vortex. And this is the kind of information that I get. And, it's just so interesting when people synchronistically come to me and they book a session with me and saying, well, Brad, I want to talk about this. And all of a sudden, information starts flowing. It starts coming together. Through my own interpretation, a lot of this amazing insight starts coming through, and people are just, wow, blown away, because this is something that's so new. I'm blown away, too, because this is the first time I'm receiving that type of information, and so it really is incredible for both of us to look at.
Oh, it's a great video. I mean, I'm charged up. I'm going to try it. I'm going to follow the steps. I thought you did a good job. You acted the whole thing out. Yeah. That got me. I'm going to definitely do it.
Yeah, that's my scientific method as well, too, because I don't just want to be on YouTube and saying, oh, here's how you do this. I want to actually be showing you how this can be done. I really don't want to talk about something that I have never done. Everything that I'm talking about, I go ahead and I try it for myself, and it's, oh, this works really, really good. So let me adapt it in a way that some other people can do it as well, too. So everything that I do, in regards to insight, that insight is backed up. And so it's very, very important to do that. I feel that, sometimes we'll get downloads and we'll just say, oh, this is really, really cool. I haven't even tried it, but it looks really cool. So I'll go ahead and tell everybody about that. But it really is just important to take this into yourself and utilize it to yourself. And if you feel that this is something that's a really great trait that you want to share, by all means, go for it.
Yeah. Now, I know, Brad, we're running out of time. So I want to ask if there's a closing message you'd like to leave our listeners with.
We are going through an immense transformation on this planet. We really are having a point to where we're moving closer into a golden age. It's not about a date. It's not about a specific year. But it's about how we are measuring ourselves in regards to how far we have come. And by being able to reflect upon that through ourselves, by knowing exactly what we are accomplishing day to day to day, we are literally seeing that this scale is escalating. Even at your worst possible day to day is nowhere near to the highest excitement that you had a year ago. This is exactly how far you're expanding, that there is no more down periods anymore. That as far as you're continuing to stay in focus with yourself and keeping track of yourself, you have the capability to make this life as wonderful, as glorious, and as absolutely stupendous as you want it to be. And I'm always happy to be there to be your guide, to help you further, and getting to listen to you. That's my quality, is being able to listen to you and talk to you and find out exactly how far you want to go. And I want to be able to help you, put you on my shoulders and say, okay, go up higher, reach for the sky. I'll lift you up even higher. And that's my key. That's my cue. And that's what I'm happy to do. And that all of you have the capability of being, the most incredible, amazing person you can be, because that's what you already are. You're just scraping away the clay of what you don't need to see that perfection of the sculpture that you really actually are. So move into yourself, know your strengths, know who you are, and be your authentic, divine self. Thank you so much.
Oh, brilliant. And thank you so much, Brad. And you've been a real trooper today. I am so sorry for all the sound difficulties and technical difficulties. But I'm so glad that you were able to get your message across. And I appreciate you joining us on Embracing What's Real.
Well, thank you so much, Helene, for having me on, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Now, listeners, again, can check out Brad Johnson's website at www.consciousmatrix.com. Thank you all for tuning in to the Helene Lipson Show on N5D Radio next Wednesday, April 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 646-716-8890 for your free karmic astrology reading. For more information about upcoming programs, come visit my website at www.insightsbyhelene.com and check out www.in5d.com too. Till we meet again, remember, the sky is the limit. Namaste.